Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechet Mai, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Misha Kara Shem, Letrumas Meiser, Shel Demai. I have Demai. Now, normally, if it was regular Tevel, meaning regular Tvua that I know for sure, no Trumas and Meisers were taken from. Me, the Yisrael, I have no direct connection with Trumas Meiser. I just take off the Meiser and I give it to the Levi. And the Levi takes off Trumas Meiser and gives it to the Kayan. But in the case of Demai, I don't give my Meisers to the Levi, like we discussed earlier. I just separate the Meisers. Then the Levi has to prove that it's owed to him. For all I know, maybe the Amorites already took off Meisers. But I do have to take the Trumas Meiser, meaning that I'm not giving the Meiser to the Levi, I have to take the Trumas Meiser and give it to the Kayan. So I already said, okay, on the north side of the pile, that's the Trumas Meiser. Misha kar Hashem, l'trumas Meiser shel Demai. Or Olamaiser Ani shel Vadai. This is already Vadai Tevel. I have already said, okay, on that corner, that belongs to the Ani. That's the Meiser Ani. And I did this before Shabbos because you can't do it on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to separate Meisers because it looks like you're fixing things. So I designated which is my Trumas Meiser, which is my Meiser Ani, but I never actually gave it to the Kayan. And then I say, okay, you know, let me give it to the Kayan on Shabbos. There's a Kayan, he's in my courtyard, I'm allowed to carry, even if he's in my alleyway, but we already did Shetufim Mavais, I'm allowed to carry there, what's the problem? Zokta Mishnah, no. Loi Yitlim, you can't physically take the Trumas Meiser or the Meiser Ani and give it over b'Shabbos. You can't give the Trumas Meiser to the Kayan or the Meiser Ani to the Ani during Shabbos. Why not? It's a gzeira. We don't want people to think that he separated the Trumas Meiser or the Meiser Ani on Shabbos. People will say, how come he didn't give it before Shabbos? Oh, he must have just done it. Zokta b'de Mishnah v'ayter v'im ha'ya Kayan ani lemudim. Let's say I have a Shabbos guest who always comes to me. A Kayan or an Ani, Lemudim, they're accustomed to come to me, Lechaletzli, to eat by him. Then the din is, Yavayu, it's mut for them to come. V'yachlu, and the Kayan can eat the Trumas Meiser, and the Ani can eat the Meiser Ani, ubilvad sheyediyem, on the condition that I have to let them know. I have to tell them. I have to tell the Kayan, you should know this is Trumas Meiser. Shouldn't think that you're my guest and out of the kindness of my heart I'm giving you my food. This is Trumas Meiser. It goes to you. And the same thing to the Ani when it comes to Meiser Ani. You have to let them know. There is another pshat that you have to let them know means you have to let them know before Shabbos. Because if you only invite them on Shabbos, again, we're going to be choshesh you that you separated on Shabbos. Now, why does it have to be a guest that's accustomed to come to him? What if it's a guest that never came to him? Because again, all of a sudden you're inviting a Kayan? Ah, this time you just separated your Trumas Meiser. This is what we want to avoid. All of a sudden you're inviting an Ani? But if these are guests that are coming to you anyway, so we realize they come to you all the time. So, chazing over our Mishnah Dalid. I was quite ashamed for my Trumas Meiser of Demai. Again, it's only by Demai that I have anything to do with Trumas Meiser. With regular Meiser, I just give the Meisers to the Levi. The Levi takes over Trumas Meiser. But here I said already, okay, on the north side or on the south side, that's my Trumas Meiser. Or I said, on the north side or on the south side, that's my Meiser Ani. The Meiser Ani is by Vadai. I want to remind you, by Meiser Ani Shel Demai, in the previous Mishnah, we had a Machloikis where you have to physically give it over to the Ani at all. So whether it's the Trumas Meiser of Demai or it's Meiser Ani of Vadai Tevel, even though I already designated it's over there in that corner, that I could only do before Shabbos, now I want to physically give it over the Trumas Meiser to the Kayan and the Meiser Ani to the Levi, and the answer is you can't. Because it looks like that maybe you separated it on Shabbos also, unless these were guests that were accustomed to come to you, then you can serve the Kayan sitting by your Suda, the Trumas Meiser, or the Ani, the Meiser Ani, but you have to let them know that this is Trumas Meiser or this is Meiser Ani. If not, they're going to be all indebted to you. Oh, thank you so much for giving me your food. And you're not allowed to do that with the Trumas Meiser because it's not really your food. It's not fair. Although, it's pointed out, he's indebted to you anyway because you can give the Trumas Meiser to any kind and you picked him. But that's not as much a taiva as when he thinks it's his food. So if I'm a kohen, I'm eating by you, and you're giving me your trumas meiser, I thank you that you picked meat. You could have given it to any kohen. But it's not like I feel I'm eating your food. That's the point, that you have to let them know it's trumas meiser. Same is true for the ani. The ani should not feel like, you're giving me your food. It's not true. It's not the host's food. It belongs to the ani. It's meiser ani. He feels good that he picked him. He could have given it to any ani. Yeah, for that he's makatai, but that's not as much as if the host is mamish giving him his own food. Again, that's the reason that you have to let them know. Why does it have to be dafka a kayan or an ani that's accustomed to coming to him? Because if suddenly he invites this kayan, he never invited him beforehand, again, we're chayshish, people are going to think that he separated the trumas meiser or the meiser ani in the case of an ani on Shabbos.